Hey, it's Rebecca Smith from the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, and it's time for Missouri Health Talks, a project where we listen in on Missourians' conversations about access to healthcare. This week we hear from Andrew Pham and Alice Yu with University of Missouri's Asian American Association. They spoke about the challenges of rallying a historically disconnected Asian American community in the aftermath of recent hate crimes and about how their generation might be the ones to finally overcome those challenges. Here's Alice.
We don't have a centralized community. It's more based on ethnic lines, and I think a lot of that ties to the perpetual foreigner myth. A lot of us are children of immigrants if we're not immigrants ourselves. And so there's not that basis of like, oh, we can tie in together the fact that we are all mutually American, because what comes first is that proximity to our home country. Like, I still have cousins and family in Taiwan and I feel very close to them. Community, of course, is like so important, and it's impossible to overstate need of a strong community, even starting from a young age.
I feel like at some point these acts are against Asian people. And I feel like part of why we haven't been able to get, like right now, especially, we haven't been able to like find that central response, is I think our parents never really grew up with that idea as well. Like, their identities were very just themselves. Being immigrants, they probably moved here to America, right, in groups of just like their own culture and like their own people, right? That's how we get ethnic towns like Chinatown or Koreatown or like Little Saigon areas of just a specific ethnicity, because they all just moved to the same place because they just designate one or like few spaces here and there as places of where they should be going to. And I don't know. I feel like that's part of like why we weren't able to really create a central community now, but also growing up, because it always felt like there was a difference, right? We kind of used or like walked along those small differences between us. Like, me as a Vietnamese person would find it difficult to like connect with someone as like Alice, as a Taiwanese American person growing up. But I mean, I think those differences are negligible and, you know, at some point like idiotic, because like why focus on those things when you gain so much more when you're like, you know, together.
But I think with our generation, like knowing that we had a fought for simply being American, like not even getting into the like our different ethnicities, that combined struggle, I think, is America's great hazing joke on children of immigrants. Like, we all kind of got put through the ringer in a different way, shape, or form. And there's that shared pain, annoyance, frustration, and anger.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's just like why the idea of like the Asian American identity, right? Like, APIA identity is so important. And it's just important in general to recognize the intersectionalities that we have nowadays. At some point, we end up erasing those like lines that divide us by history, by now being part of this new history, right? By growing up as children of immigrants in America. And I think that's kind of like where we now find our commonalities and we find our allyship and community, of course.
That was Alice Yu and Andrew Pham with the University of Missouri's Asian American Association, speaking about the past and future of the Asian American community and about the importance of supporting one another. That's it for this week's Missouri Health Talks, which was reported and produced by Hannah France. Tune in next week for more conversations from throughout the state about health and access. I'm Rebecca Smith. Thanks for listening.